أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Lesson number 43 Surah Ali Imran Ayahs 33-44 إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ Indeed, Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the family of Ibrahim and the family of Imran. Above who? Over the worlds. Above all mankind. Allah chose these people, these families. The word istafa is from the root letters sad, fa, waw, from the word safwa, which means to be clear, to be pure from mixtures, to be completely clean. And the word istifa, the verb that you see over here, istafa, is derived from the word istifa. It means to choose something, to select something. Why? On the basis of its purity. Because it's the best thing, because it's the cleanest, because it's the purest, it's the one that is most pure, that is why you select it. For example, you go to the grocery store and you find some foods which have a lot of ingredients, a lot of preservatives. And if you're a health conscious person, what are you going to do? You're going to choose that one which is the cleanest, the purest, that which is most tayyib. So istifa is to choose something based on its purity. And remember, the Arabs, they always explained concepts or intangible concepts through tangible concepts, through things that could be seen, that could be visualized. So if you picture something that is clean, that is physically clean and pure, obviously you're going to select it. And when you have selected it, it's going to be separate from the rest of the things. Just as something that is clean is distinguished from those things that are filthy, from those things that are dirty. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى اصْطَفَى is to choose, to select someone or something, and it is to make them exclusive for some work, to separate them from the rest of the things around them, from the rest of the people around them. Why? Because they have been chosen specially for something. They're not ordinary anymore. They have become special. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى Allah chose, meaning Allah selected them. He made them the best of people, the best of the creation, the best of human beings. Why? Because of prophethood. So He selected them, He chose them for prophethood, to give them scriptures. And He raised them above other people. إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. Now remember, all of mankind, all the people, who are they? They are the creation of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everybody. All of the humanity is Allah's creation. But Allah chooses, Allah selects whomsoever He wills. Because one might wonder, why was Adam alayhi salam chosen and not somebody else? How come Nuh alayhi salam was chosen and not somebody else? Why them? Because it's Allah's will. It's His decision. He knows His creation best, and He chooses His creation by His will, by His decision. And nobody can object. Nobody can question His will or His decision. We learn in Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 75, Allah says, اللَّهُ يَصْطَفِي مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ رُسُلًا وَمِنَ النَّاسِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ Allah chooses from the angels messengers. Meaning some angels are chosen for what? To deliver the message to the human messengers. Like for instance, Angel Jibreel was chosen. Similarly, Allah also chooses from among the people. Why? So that they deliver the message of Allah to the people. Allah is hearing and He is seeing. He knows His creation and He knows who is fit for a particular task. Who is most suitable for a particular work. So Allah chose Adam alayhi salam. And His choice is based on His will, which is based on His wisdom and knowledge. Who was the first man to be chosen? Adam alayhi salam. Adam alayhi salam, Abu al-Bashr, the father of human beings. How was he chosen? How did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose him? How was he made special? But first of all, he was the first human being. There was no other human being created before him. And how was he created? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him with his own hands. Also we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blew into Adam alayhi salam the spirit, the ruh, himself. And we also see that we learned in the story of the creation of Adam alayhi salam that he was given the ilmul asma, the knowledge of the names. And that knowledge was not given to who? To the angels. Which is why when the angels were questioned, they said, Subhanaka, we don't know. La ilma lana, we don't have any knowledge. So Adam alayhi salam was also chosen how? By being given knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him ilm. And he didn't just give him ilm, he also gave him honor. How? That all of the angels, they were commanded to prostrate to Adam alayhi salam. So his rank was also elevated. He was given knowledge, and the angels were also commanded to prostrate to him. Adam alayhi salam was also chosen for another thing. And what was that? Residence in Jannah. He was provided residence in Jannah. He lived there. Uskun, anta wa zawjuka. You and your wife live in Jannah, dwell in Jannah, reside in Jannah, and eat freely from whatever you want, to your heart's desire. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him in another way. How? That when Adam alayhi salam made a mistake, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Fataba alayhi. Then he accepted his repentance. He turned in mercy upon Adam alayhi salam. In Surah Taha, ayah 122, we learn, ثُمَّ جَتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. Then his Lord chose him and turned to him in forgiveness, and he also guided him. So Adam a.s. was forgiven for the mistake that he committed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided him. So what do we see? That he was not just the first human being, but he was also the first guide. He was also given hidayah. He was also given knowledge. So that the people after him, his children and their children, they learn from who? Adam a.s. So we see that Adam a.s. was chosen. He was the first human being. Allah created him with his own hands. He blew the ruh into him. He gave him ilmul asma. He made the angels prostrate to him. He made him reside in Jannah. When he made a mistake, Allah forgave him. And then Allah also guided him. He made him not just Abul Bashar, not just the father of human beings, but he also gave him hidayah. He also gave him guidance. So we see that the work of guiding people initiated from Adam alayhi salam as well. Who else did Allah choose? وَنُوحًا and Nuh alayhi salam. Allah also selected Nuh alayhi salam. For what? For prophethood. For risala. For messengership. Nuh alayhi salam was the first Rasul. What does it mean by that? That he was the first human being to be given a message to deliver to his people. But Adam alayhi salam, we just said that the work of guidance initiated from him. What does that mean? That Adam alayhi salam was not sent to the dunya with no hidayah. No, he was sent to the dunya with hidayah. And the people after him remained on guidance. As we learned earlier, that kana nasu ummatan wahida, all of human beings, they were one ummah. They were upon guidance. And then what happened? People began to differ. How? Some people, they remained on tawheed, and others, they began innovating things, and they began worshipping other beings besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent messengers. So who was the first messenger sent to people? Nuh alayhi salam. Allah chose him. And Nuh alayhi salam was from who? He was from the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. Obviously, Adam alayhi salam was Abul Bashar, father of human beings. So Nuh alayhi salam was of his descendants. Now, Nuh, what does it literally mean? Nuh is from the root letters Nun, Waw, Ha. And it is said that Nuh alayhi salam is given this name because of his Nuh. And what does Nuh mean? To grieve. To be upset, to grieve over something. And we know that women especially have been forbidden from doing nawha after the death of someone. And what is that? That when they grieve to the extent that they don't remain clean, or they cry loudly, they wail loudly, Similarly, they don't eat anything, they say negative things, they dress up in a very gloomy and a very sad way. So that is something that is forbidden. But Nuh, what does it mean literally? To grieve, to be sad. Now why was Nuh alayhi salam so sad? Why was he so sad? We know that Nuh alayhi salam lived a very long life. 1,000 years, approximately. And for 950 years, what did he do? He called the people to the oneness of Allah, to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But what did the people do? They didn't listen to him. So obviously, he was sad. He would grieve. So it is said that this is the reason why he was called Nuh. It is also said that he was called Nuh. Why? Because he would grieve a lot because of the sins that the people around him committed. His family, his own son. As we will learn inshallah in Surah Hud, that how the son of Nuh alayhi salam did not believe in him. And even he drowned amongst the rest of the people who drowned. So obviously, he would grieve. This is why he was given this name. So over here Allah says that Allah chose Nuh alayhi salam. How was Nuh alayhi salam chosen? That first of all, he was the first messenger. Secondly, he was given a very long life. All of us wish to live a very long life. Nobody wants to die. We learned in Surah Al-Baqarah that يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُعَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. Each one of them desires and wishes that he would be given a life of 1,000 years. But obviously that is in the context of those who are in love with this dunya. But someone who loves to perform righteous deeds, someone who loves to gain knowledge, learn more and more, for him a long life is a big blessing. Which is why we see that the scholars of the past, even on their deathbed, they would be asking questions about fiqh. For example, Imam Ahmad, when he was very sick, when he was about to die, another scholar came to visit him and he began asking him about some fiqh ruling. And so people wondered that, why are you asking at this time? Why? So someone who desires knowledge, someone who enjoys ilm, someone who enjoys worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who loves working for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a long life is a big blessing for him. So Allah chose him how? By blessing him with a very long life. And that entire long life was spent in what? In doing da'wah. Also Allah chose him that when he was made the messenger, the first messenger, what title has been given to him? That he was of the Ulul Azm. He was of those messengers who had a lot of determination. So he was also blessed with determination, with istiqamah. And that is a big blessing. Because we tell somebody one thing, only once. And if they don't listen, we give up. We become very frustrated and we give up. But he was blessed with determination, that he continued doing da'wah, calling people to the way of Allah, day in and day out. As we learn in Surah Nuh, that Nuh alayhi salam said that I have called my people day and night, in public and in secret. ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعُوتُهُمْ جِهَارًا. Openly, secretly, loudly, silently, quietly. So he continued to do da'wah with istiqamah, with perseverance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also chose him how? That when Nuh alayhi salam was rejected, Allah avenged the way that he was treated. Allah took revenge for him. How? That all those people who rejected him, who denied him, all of them were drowned. And Nuh alayhi salam and those people who believed in him, they were the ones who were saved. And when everybody drowned, all the people, all of the disbelievers, when they drowned, and only Nuh alayhi salam and the believers were the ones who survived, Nuh alayhi salam was given the title of Adamu Thani, the second Adam. Why? Because the rest of humanity came from whose descendants? Nuh alayhi salam. As we learn in Surah Safat, ayah 76 and 77, وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ مِنَ الْكَرْبِ الْعَظِيمِ. And we saved him and his family from the great affliction. وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِّيَّتَهُ هُمُ الْبَاقِينَ. And we made his descendants those remaining on earth. So he was made Adam al-Thani. So Allah chose Nuh alayhi salam as well. He was also made a messenger. Who else was chosen? Wa ala Ibrahim, and family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The word al gives the meaning of family. It is also used for descendants of someone, the house of so-and-so. And it's also used for the followers of someone. For instance, Alu Fir'aun, people of Fir'aun, who are they? The followers of Fir'aun? The Coptics. They were related to him, they were of the same race, and they were also his followers. He was their leader. So Ala Ibrahim, family of Ibrahim. Over here, Ala in particular gives a sense of family. Not just followers, not followers, but in particular, family. So the family of Ibrahim a.s. was also chosen. Now if you look at it, Adam a.s. was chosen. From his children, Nuh a.s. was chosen. From Nuh a.s.'s children, who was chosen? Ibrahim a.s. And especially family of Ibrahim has been mentioned over here. Family of Ibrahim was chosen. Now who is included in Al-Ibrahim, in the family of Ibrahim? This is understood as, first of all, Ismail alayhi salam, Ishaq alayhi salam, his sons, and then their children. If you remember, Ishaq alayhi salam's son was Yaqub alayhi salam. And from him came the Asbat. Remember the tribes of the Bani Israel? And from among them, the many messengers. So, family of Ibrahim includes, first of all, the branch of Bani Israel. And secondly, the branch of Bani Ismail. And from the Bani Ismail, who came? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it wasn't just Ibrahim alayhi salam who was chosen, but it was his family that was chosen through Bani Ismail and also Bani Israel. Also, it has been said that Al-Ibrahim actually means Ibrahim alayhi salam himself. How do we know that? We learned in Surah Al-Baqarah, in the story of Talut and Jalut, when the Bani Israel, when the Mala, when they came to their Prophet and they said that appoint for us a leader who will fight for us and we will be victorious. What happened? They demanded for a sign that Talut was actually their king. They demanded for a sign. And the Prophet told them that إِنَّ آيَةَ مُلْكِهِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ التَّابُوتُ فِيهِ سَكِينَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَبَقِيَّةٌ مِّمَّا تَرَكَ آلُ مُوسَى وَآلُ هَارُونَ. That the sign of his kingship is that he will bring to you the tabut. And in the tabut is sakina, and in the tabut is also baqiyah, the remnants that were left behind by who? Al of Musa and Al of Harun. But if you look at it, what was the baqiyah? What were the remnants? It was the staff of Musa a.s., the shoes. So it was the things that Musa a.s. and Harun a.s. possessed. So the word Al is used for family, but it is also used for the person himself. Why? Because if you look at it, the thing that that person possesses, it doesn't remain with him, but rather it goes on to his family or his followers. Like for instance, in the case of Musa and Harun alayhi wasalam, what happened? The staff and the shoes and all of those remnants, they didn't just stay with them. The tablets, they didn't stay with them, but rather they were inherited or they were kept by who? By the people after them. So Al-Ibrahim over here refers to who? First of all, the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and secondly, Ibrahim alayhi salam himself. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose Ibrahim. How? How was he chosen? He was also made a prophet. He is the one who established the Kaaba. He built the Kaaba. Similarly, he is the one who left one of his sons, where? In Jerusalem, to populate that place. We learnt in Surah Al-Baqarah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Inni ja'iluka linnasi imama. I am going to make you for all mankind an imam, a leader. What does it mean by that? An imam for all people. All of the people, they look up to him, they respect him. And from his descendants, from his children came the prophets. After Ibrahim alayhi salam, all of the prophets came from who? From his descendants. So he was made the imam of people. Also Ibrahim alayhi salam was chosen how? That he was made the Khalilullah. He was a friend of Allah. وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. Allah made Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil, his friend. So Ibrahim alayhi salam was also chosen. And Alu Ibrahim is mentioned over here in particular. Why? Because of the multitude of the prophets that came from his Al, from his progeny. So they were also chosen. وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ. And Allah also chose the family of Imran. Above who? عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ, above the worlds. Now again, آلَ عِمْرَانَ. Imran is from the root letters عَيْن مِمْرَى, and عَمَرَ means to inhabit or to populate a place. The word عُمْرَه is from the same root letters. What does عُمْرَه mean? Minor pilgrimage. Why? Because what does عُمْرَه do? Throughout the year, it populates the haram. It populates the Kaaba. If only Hajj was to be performed in the haram, then what would happen? People would only come visit once a year. But Umrah is something that keeps that place populated throughout the year, all year round. So Amara is to inhabit a place, to populate a place. And it also means to repair or to build something. In the history of Bani Israel, there were two Imran. Who were they? First of all, the father of Musa alayhi salam. Musa ibn Imran. Who was he? The father of Musa alayhi salam. And he is known as Amram. A-M-R-A-M. In the Bible, he is known as Amram. Secondly, the second Imran who was in the history of Bani Israel was the father of Maryam alayhi salam. Who was she? The mother of Isa alayhi salam. So who was Imran then? The maternal grandfather of Isa alayhi salam. As we learn in Surah Al-Tahrim, Ayah 12, Allah says, وَمَرْيَمَ بْنَتَ عِمْرَانَ. And Maryam, the daughter of Imran. So there were two Imran. Who were they? First of all, father of Musa alayhi salam, and secondly, father of Maryam alayhi salam. And there was a gap of about 1800 years between the two Imran. So the two must not be confused. Over here Allah says that Allah chose the family of Imran. Now who does it mean by the family of Imran? Which family of Imran is this? There are two opinions. Some say that Alu Imran refers to the first Imran, the father of Musa alayhi salam. That family was chosen. How? Musa alayhi salam was made a prophet. Harun alayhi salam was made a prophet. And Musa alayhi salam's mother, she played such a big role. How? That she is the one who put Musa alayhi salam in the basket and left him in the river. So she sacrificed. So the entire family was involved in this process. So the family of Imran was chosen. Secondly, it is said that Alu Imran over here refers to the second Imran, who was the father of Maryam alayhi salam. And this opinion seems to be more strong because of the context. If you look at the context, when was this surah revealed? When a delegation of the Christians came from Najran to visit the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They believed in Musa alayhi salam, but they also believed in Isa alayhi salam. And the following verses speak of the family of the second Imran. They speak of who? The wife of Imran, Hannah, and their daughter Maryam alayhi salam. And then Isa alayhi salam. So therefore, from the context, it is a stronger opinion that Alu Imran over here refers to which Imran? The second one, meaning the father of Maryam alayhi salam. So if it's the family of Imran that was chosen, what does it mean by Allah chose family of Imran, and who does it refer to by the family of Imran? It refers to Maryam and Isa alayhi salam. It refers to both of them. It includes both of them. And if we take the other opinion that Al over here gives the meaning of the person himself, so Al Imran meaning Allah chose him. He was the Imam of the Bayt al-Maqdis, of Masjid al-Aqsa. Father of Maryam alayhi salam, who was he? The Imam of the Masjid. And his wife gave birth to who? Maryam alayhi salam. Who was the mother of who? Isa alayhi salam, who was a miracle. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose the family of Imran over the worlds. Ala al-alameen, over the worlds. Over here we see that Alu Ibrahim is mentioned and Alu Imran are mentioned. Why is Alu Ibrahim mentioned? Because from the Al of Ibrahim a.s. came the messengers. And especially which messenger? The last messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then Alu Imran is mentioned. Because from his family came who? The last messenger to the Bani Israel. Who was he? Isa alayhi salam. So both of them are mentioned over here. Allah chose all of these people, عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Who? Adam, Nuh, Ibrahim, and Imran. Or Alu Ibrahim and Alu Imran. How were they chosen? In several ways. That first of all, they were made the prophets. Or from their children, from their descendants, came the prophets. Also they were chosen how? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose them for His deen, for the service of His deen. They were selected to serve the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they were also chosen with special qualities, meaning they were given some special qualities, special traits that were not given to other people. And these special qualities, these special traits that they were given, they used them for what? For serving the deen of Allah. And notice Allah says, Alameen. Alameen is what? Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does it include? The human beings, the jinn, the angels, entire creation. So Allah selected these few above the entire creation. He made them special. Why? For the service of His deen. So that they would serve His deen. They would spread His deen. So what do we see in this ayah? What are some of the lessons that we learn in this ayah? That first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses from His creation whatever and whoever He wills. We learn in Surah Al-Qasas, ayah 68, Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And your Lord creates whatever He wills and He also selects. He also chooses. وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْتَارُ. And He also chooses. Also we see in this ayah, another very important lesson that we learn is that all of the human beings or all of the creation, they're not the same. They're not the same. All of humanity is the creation of Allah, but there are some who have been given more than others. Or there are some who are more special compared to others. Why? Because they have something special in them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them something. And this could be special qualities, special traits, and it could also be some particular actions that they have been given the tawfiq to perform. So, people are different. How? With regards to their qualities, with regards to their traits, with regards to their actions. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a variety in His creation. People have been given different skills, different abilities. Some people have more money, some people have more knowledge, some people have more talent, some people have more time, some people have more children. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a variety in His creation. So we have to accept the decision of Allah. That if Allah has given something to someone and He has not given it to me, instead of being jealous, what should I do? Accept His decision. It's His decree. And there is always a reason as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives something to someone. All of these people who are mentioned over here, they weren't just given these blessings for no reason. For example, Nuh alayhi salam was not just given a life of 1,000 years so that he could live and enjoy a happy life. No, it was why? So that he could do da'wah. So the blessings that Allah has given us, the special qualities that Allah has given, they are for a particular reason. And what are they? That we increase in our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these tools that Allah has given us. And one of the best forms of worshipping Allah is serving His deen. Learning His deen, spreading His deen. It's one of the best forms of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember, people could have different qualities. People could have different abilities that make them special compared to others. But what is the best quality that a person has that makes him chosen? What is that best quality? Is it just iman? Is it just sincerity? It's the understanding and application of the deen. Because a person could have a lot of knowledge, but if he doesn't understand a thing, if he doesn't apply a thing, what good is that knowledge? A person could have iman, but if he does not have knowledge, how is he going to bring more benefit to himself or more benefit to others around him? We learn from a hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ خِيَارُكُمْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ إِذَا فَقُهُ the best of you in Jahiliyyah is the best of you in Islam. Those people among you who were best in the time of Jahiliyyah, with regards to their, you know, strength or their knowledge or their abilities or their determination or their truthfulness, the same people are the best ones in Islam. When? إِذَا فَقُهُ. When you have understanding of the deen. When they have gained the understanding of religion. For example, look at Umar radiallahu anhu. You learned about him today. He had so many good qualities even before Islam. He was very courageous. He was of those people who could read and write. He was learned. And he was also very powerful, very strong. But when he became a Muslim, and he didn't just become a Muslim, he gained the understanding of the deen, that is when he excelled in Islam as well. That is when he excelled in Islam. So he had those qualities from before, but which quality is it that made him excel? It's the quality of deen, of understanding the deen, of applying the deen, of comprehending the deen. So, people are not all the same, and what makes a person most special is his understanding of the deen. Dhurriyata, children, descendants, ba'duha, some of it, min ba'd, from others. Wallahu sami'un alim, and Allah is hearing, and He is also knowing. Dhurriyatan. Dhurriyatan is from the root letters dhal, ra, ra. It is also said that is from other root letters. Dhal, ra, ra, dharrun is used for something that is very small, something that is very tiny. From the same root is the word dharra. What does dharra mean? A particle, a tiny atom. Similarly, the word dhar is used for small ants, tiny ants. So, dhurriyyah is derived from that. Why? Because children, initially they are very tiny, very small. It is also said that the word dhurriyyah is from the root letters dhal, ra, hamza, dhara'a, which means to produce or to create something. Like Allah says, yadra'ukum fihi. He creates you through it. So, dhara'a yadra'u, what does it mean? Khalq, to create. So, dhurriyyah is called dhurriyyah. Why? Because it is created. And remember that the word dhurriya applies to children, but it also applies to one's parents. Why? Because they are the children of someone as well. Right? Or, in a literal sense, they have also been created. You are created, and they have also been created. So over here Allah says, dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. All of these people who are mentioned in the previous ayah, who are they? They are children of each other. Now a person on the surface might say that Adam alayhi salam was a father. How could he be the dhurriya of Nuh alayhi salam? But the ayah says, dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd, children of one another. What it means by that is that some of them are fathers and others are sons. So dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. But the conclusion is that all of them are related to each other. All of them are related to each other somehow or the other. They share the same nasab. They share the same lineage. ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ. They are all related to each other with respect to their lineage. What does this show to us? That all of the human beings, from the first man to the last, they are all related to each other. All of the human beings are dhurriya of each other. Human beings have not descended from some other creation. The first human being was who? Adam alayhi salam. And his children were also human beings. And their children were also human beings. So human beings have not evolved from some other creation. They have always been human beings because they share the same lineage. Dhurriyatan ba'duha min ba'd. This ayah has also been understood in another way. That ذُرِّيَّةَ بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ, what it means is that they are of each other, meaning their deen, their adab, their religion, their manners, their habits, their akhlaq, all of them, they resemble. They share the same traits. They share the same qualities, the same manners, the same deen, the same religion. Why? because they did the same work. People who do the same work share their characteristics. They resemble one another in their qualities. For example, if you compare the different managers of different companies, there are some qualities that they all share. For example, a particular degree. Or for example, going to a particular school. Similarly, an experience of whatever many years. And in their personal lives as well, certain qualities or certain characteristics, for example, being very organized, because otherwise you cannot be a manager. Being very determined to do your work, otherwise you can give up very easily. So, because all of these messengers did the same work, therefore they resemble one another in their mission, in their responsibility, in their purpose, in their manners, in their ways, they resemble each other. If you look at it, the time difference between Adam a.s. and Isa a.s. is of thousands of years. But despite this, it has been said, ذُرِّيَّةً بَعْضُهَا مِنْ بَعْضٍ. They are of one another. Why? Because they share the same characteristics. وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah is hearing and He is also knowing. Allah hears and He knows, meaning He knows His creation and He knows who to choose.